Simon & Schuster Audio presents Exit A by Anthony Swofford. Read by John Slattery.
I wish I were close to you as the wet skirt of a salt girl to her body. I think of you always. Akahito, 100 Poems from the Japanese. This boy is an American, born on the 3rd of July, 1972. While his mother spat and screamed through the life-endangering birth, his father and the orderlies and janitors lit illegal fireworks in the hospital parking lot. The men drank from bottles of bourbon and beer while leaning down to light bottle rockets and flaming Marys and wailing Jennies. His father supplied the armament and the devil's milk and the matches and most of the boisterous ranting and raving about God and country and the founding fathers and the Mayflower and Plymouth Rock and the Salem witch trials and the Red Threat, that ungainly bloody bear from the east. The doctor held the boy upside down and the safety of the womb became history. The room above the mother spun 100 times and she went under. No one found the father, not even the orderlies sent to look. So they slapped the boy's bottom and placed him in a crib where he waited for someone with his same blood to come to consciousness. His Aunt Mirtha was the first to appear at the hospital, and after cursing the father's name, she picked up the boy and performed an auntly show for him, baby talk and ego stroking and burp and fart sounds. Because his aunt was present and cogent, and the nurses wanted to get down to the parade grounds for the base general's midnight fireworks display, they asked her to name the boy, and she did. This boy's name is Severin Box. This girl's name is Virginia Sachiko Kindwall. She's the daughter of General Oliver Kindwall and Mrs. Oliver Kindwall, once known as Olive, though that was not her given name, but simply a shortening of her husband's. Her given name was Nakashima Sachiko. Olive died on the birthing table at Travis Air Force Base in California in July 1972. While she died giving birth to Virginia Sachiko, her husband, a major at the time, paced the base morgue while overseeing the identification and shipment home of the newest dead boys from Vietnam, some of the last. Later, Kindwall would tell his daughter that on the day of her mother's death...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?